Don't you love testimonies, stories of how God is at work in everyday life? I really love hearing these stories because I think sometimes we get so stuck in our head. We get stuck in our own bubble and we forget that God is at work and doing incredible things everywhere, all over the world. So today I'm sharing with you some of these transformation stories from ladies inside the Connected Bible community and other areas that I use the spiritual growth rhythm so that you can hear what it's like to use these tools that we use in the Connected Bible community in real life. So let's get started on today's episode as we hear from all these amazing voices. Welcome to the Vibrant Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, Alicia Michelle, Bible teacher and life coach, and I help Christian women like you rediscover joy and find balance through a renewed mind and a life-changing connection with Christ. Friend, I am so glad that you are here. So find a cozy spot and let's get started on today's episode. Hello there, and welcome back to the Vibrant Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, Alicia Michelle. I am a life coach and a Bible study teacher, and especially to be sharing with you these incredible testimonies of God at work. So today's episode is a little bit different in that it's going to be me having conversations with four different ladies from different communities that I'm involved with. Most of them are in the Connected Bible community. There is one at the end who has gone through the resources that we use in the Connected Bible community, such as a spiritual growth rhythm, and has had incredible transformation. And I wanted you to hear her story just because it relates to a lot of the relationship with God issues that many of us struggle with. But most of all, I just wanted to let you hear what it's like to have an entire year for the ladies in the Connected Bible community to be a part of a group where we are investing in ourselves by spending time every day with the Word. We are using powerful tools like the spiritual growth rhythm. We are in community together praying for each other and how that makes a difference in our spiritual walk 1 year later. So I'm excited to share with you these stories from these four ladies and for you to hear all the amazing ways that God is at work. So I'm going to start with Kelly. She is going to be sharing with you a little bit about how being a part of the Connected Bible community has helped her grow in her faith in tremendous ways. And I know Kelly from coaching too. She has made some incredible strides this year in allowing her faith to be real. And in fact, we did another episode with Kelly a while back, so I will link to that. But what I love is something that she shares at the end about how this empowerment has helped her to step out to serve others. And so I'll let her tell that story. But here is Kelly and her story. What has been good about the Connected Bible community and how has it helped you grow closer to God?
There's a couple things that I like the best. The first is smaller pieces of scripture, where before I got hooked up with you, I would try to tackle an entire book or, you know, things. And then while you do it still step by step in bits and pieces, the individual verses by the theme really kind of help to illuminate different things that are going on with my own walk, even though if they didn't necessarily pertain to empowerment or whatever theme we were doing, the theme to really be able to work with what I was going through, because I could dig into verse by verse and truly learn what God was saying through the writers. The other thing that I like was connecting with other people, seeing other people's views on things, just having the extra prayer, you know. So it's really helped me go to slow down and really connect in different ways that I didn't even really think were possible, just because I wouldn't have known how to study beforehand. And it's opened up a different world for me, even in teaching my Sunday school class. I probably wouldn't have even volunteered to teach had I not felt like I could be able to do it, because I would be able to study the verse and be able to teach the kids truly from the Bible. Because before I didn't feel like I understood it enough. I have tools that help me to be able to talk to a kid in real terms and how to apply it to their daily life, which I feel like is the most important part of the Bible. Is yes, reading it, but how do you apply it? How do you live it? How does that look in everyday life? And so I think that just being able to break it down like this has been huge, and being able to do that for myself and pass it on to the next generation.
Something that I know Kelly wouldn't mind me sharing is that she has really grown so much this year in moving her faith from her head to her heart, meaning that her faith before really felt like checking a box, like just doing what she needed to do. And she really has learned how to trust herself when it comes to reading the Bible and letting the Spirit speak to her. Do you know what I'm saying? So when she says things like she now feels confident to be able to help other people understand the Bible and to teach a Sunday school class, that really speaks to me about the growth that's been in her heart, because that says that she really is seeing that she can trust herself. She can trust the Spirit as he leads her, because she's seeing him show up every day as she has her own quiet time. So I love that transformation story. All right, I'm going to move on to Keisha. Keisha is also another woman who's been in our community from the beginning, and she also has worked with me in coaching. So she's had another double layer, so to speak, of opportunity to go through things like the spiritual growth rhythm, but also to address some of these deeper issues. And man, if there has been a shift in Keisha the most, I would say it has been confidence. Again, we told more of Keisha's story in a previous episode, so I will definitely link to that so you can hear her full story. But here is Keisha and what she said about her spiritual walk after being in the Connected Bible community for a year.
For me, it has made me draw closer to God through a deeper learning. Mm-hmm. It's not just picking up the Bible, and it's kind of guided me on my journey with the Lord, because when I wake up in the morning, I look forward to, okay, what am I learning today? And it's like I have it laid out in front of me, and you know, with the way that you have it set up, it's so much easier to actually understand what you are reading and how you apply it to your life.
Right.
It definitely makes you thankful, because a lot of times you don't really understand how much God is working in your life on a day-to-day base.
Right.
Like in the last 20, 40, 48 hours, you really don't understand. I don't understand. Now I understand. Now that I've, you know, started the Bible study.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. So I love it. It's awesome. Like, I can't go without it. I'm just going to be honest with you.
That's awesome. I'm so glad to hear that. I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah. Because that really just speaks to what my heart's desire with it is. And that's just to help you grow closer to God and to create that habit of being in God's word. And to that point where you're like, I don't want to miss this. Mm-hmm. Not that this way we're doing it is magical or perfect or anything, but just this is a technique that's working for you and it's helping you, and it's helping you make it a reality, you know, not feel so foreign or hard or any of that. So that's good to know. Thank you. I'm so glad to hear that. Again, I really have seen you grow tremendously.
Yes. Thank you.
Just your confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. Ooh, to God be the glory.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I love Keisha and her testimony there of just what God does when we say yes to him, when we are willing to show up every day, even when it's not perfect, and to look to his word, and how that creates a habit in us. It creates a desire. Like she says, she doesn't want to live without it now. And that to me is the most incredible thing, because that is what we are all longing for. And that's what a lot of women will say to me is the motivation side. It's just, I want to find a motivation. It's like I get distracted, or I find all these ways to get out of Bible time or different things. And so to develop that motivation and to have that built in you, that's just, it's huge. It's huge. And that is what keeps us going, because that's our why. So I love hearing Keisha's story about that. I wanted to share with you Sam's story. And speaking of developing that rhythm, that's been something that Sam and I have been working on in terms of being intentional in her coaching times and in the Connected Bible community. And so she is just going to share now about how some of the aspects of the spiritual growth rhythm have helped her in that, and even how prayer every week has been helpful for her in that. So I'm going to let Sam share her story.
I think what's helped me and something that I did want to share with you, I think, is just the prayer. Like, I like having to share what I need prayer in and like pray for other people. I think that's been awesome.
So we continued the conversation, and she was sharing more specifically about aspects of the spiritual growth rhythm that had been a blessing to her, which, of course, the spiritual growth rhythm is what we use every day in our daily Bible time in the Connected Bible community.
Yeah, that's interesting. So the reflect part has been really helpful for you. Being able to connect it to what the Bible is saying, to what your life really is like. Yeah,
exactly. Yes. Yeah. Cause a lot of the, I feel like in the Bible, it's like, especially the Old Testament, it's like it can still connect to what we're doing. It's just it's harder time to understand it, I think. Mm-hmm. So with the verses that is provided in that little section of like reflect, how have I seen it in my life?
How does that help you understand and make God's word more relevant for you?
I think it just kind of affirms, you know, it kind of just shows like, or if it's a verse where it's like, I am with you. And it's like, okay, I've had these struggles, but then it's like, but I'm here, you know? And it's like, okay, that's true. Like, I am with you, you know, like where it's like, keep praying. And then I see like, if it's something that I'll remember things that were like 5 years ago, I'm like, wow, I prayed for this and now I have it, you know? So it's like, it's confirming God's word that is, it's the same, even though it might seem like a lot is going on right now, but it's still the same. Let's just say I read it 5 years later and I look back at my reflections. It's still going to be, wow, God still comes through. So I feel like it's just kind of affirming it.
Yeah, no, that's a great statement. And that's again, why we're going to be going through the curriculum again this year, because it's going to impact us differently as we look at it. We'll have new examples of how he is being faithful in those areas.
And I did want to share with you the recognize.
Yeah.
That was something very impactful because I know you explained it where it's like, oh yeah, like I'm thankful for my bed. I'm thankful, but it's like truly like the little things.
How does gratitude change your relationship with God and ability to find peace in your life too?
It's something that makes me feel good where it's like, okay, I know I'm praying for like, let's just say a job opportunity, things like that, where it's like, yes, I want something or yes, I'm praying for something, but you've supplied like the little things that, so I feel like that's what helps.
Yeah. Almost like gratitude's a pathway to peace and contentment. Even if things aren't exactly like we want them, we can still find that because of gratitude.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. I wanted you to hear that part with Sam about gratitude, because if there is one aspect of the spiritual growth rhythm that first hits ladies, it seems like it's that section in Recognize where we are every day writing down ways that we see God show up. And I know that, like I had shared, this to me was something that just revolutionized and took my spiritual walk to the next level after having that time with the Lord, just really giving evidence to my own heart that, yeah, he's here, he's real, he's working. It really makes such a difference. And so now I'm going to share with you a conversation with Tirtza. And Tirtza is someone who is not in the Connected Bible community, but she has been a part of the Reset Group Coaching Program and as a part of that has learned and practiced a spiritual growth rhythm for her Bible times. And as you'll hear, we have done additional work in the area of brain priming to help her work through some of the relationship with God issues that she has been working through. And just how have we been talking about some of these big spiritual growth obstacles and how that is that third category, the relationship with God issues, and how when we are going through those issues, we can feel it can be really difficult to connect with God because we have these other things truly that are sucking our motivation, so to speak, that just make us so it's that much harder to want to do it. But I've just been in awe at how God has been working in Tirtza's life this year and what he has allowed, the growth he's allowed in her heart as she has trusted him. And she has some great advice here. And again, some great insight as to what has been helpful for her going through this process. So if this is something that you struggle with, where you're like, I have fear about God, or I just have had some bad experiences in the past, or I feel shame, or I feel condemnation, this is going to be a conversation that's going to be a real blessing to you.
I'm especially curious because of your background of being so strict and legalistic and like religion is like this, and you have found a different side of it. With all that in mind, how has it been for you to do something like the spiritual growth rhythm?
It's been very enlightening and very relieving, I would call it actually, because I am able to see Bible texts in a totally different context. It's not something that is going to condemn me or tell me how many things I'm doing wrong, but it's actually something that strengthens and gives me the comfort of God really being interested in me and wanting to communicate with me. So that's very helpful.
Yeah, no, that's huge. What do you think about it makes it so that the conversation's different than just before when you were reading a Bible verse?
It's because I really look into it. I mean, with the five R's, you know, that just really makes you think. I mean, you have to think in order to answer that. And so that's good. And then the other thing is also that it's totally out of context. Like, it's just a random Bible text on a random day. So it's not like targeted, you know what I mean? Like targeted towards me or towards a situation. It's not a hint.
It's just not a hint. That cracks me up. I'm going to leave you this little Bible verse as a hint.
Exactly. So just a Bible text. And that way you can look at it very detached and just look at the words and at the words, actually, like what they say, and not at some circumstances that could interpret it differently. So, yeah.
That's awesome. And so when you're going through it, do you feel like there's a certain part of it that has really helped you understand God or connect to God better?
Yeah, definitely the how did God show up in the last 48 hours?
The recognize, yeah.
Yes, and especially like in context with that Bible verse, because it forces me to acknowledge that God is existing in my life. Right. And otherwise I would just brush that off and just keep going and not even notice it. But when you sit there and have to think about it, that really helps.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And I think that was something that originally we just started off with the 5 hours Bible study, but that was something we added in because I began doing that and encouraging others that I was working with to do that. We saw a dramatic increase just in people connecting with God and recognizing that he was there. Like you said, just being aware really does make a difference in every day because we forget, you know, it becomes Absolutely. More than just this like esoterical thing in the sky versus he's there. I see him. He's working every day and changes our perspectives. What would you say has been helpful for you to grow spiritually outside of the spiritual growth rhythm itself?
The brain priming has done miracles for me, you know, just to lay those foundations, lay those foundations of knowing God loves me. I don't have to work for my salvation. Those things, they just make such a big difference in a relationship. If you have trust in a relationship or distrust, you know, that just changes everything.
You're not going to have a desire to grow authentically and you're going to keep avoiding it, or you're not going to want to do it, because if you have these underlying things, you're just, why would I believe in a God or even want to spend time with a God if I have all these, this baggage?
Yeah. And everything goes down the wrong tube. So to say, like, if you read a Bible and you have distrust in your heart, then it'll be an attack. It won't be comforting. So that makes a big difference.
I had asked Herza to give me some advice to share with those who feel like they have come from these backgrounds of a lot of condemnation or harshness or legalism and are afraid to open their Bibles or to try to connect with God. And here's what she said.
Forget everything that you know about God. Just start over. Just ask for God to receive you as you are and learn from him directly. Don't learn from him through other people. Learn about him as if you'd never met him, as if you don't know anything about him. And it's hard because these back thing, you know, those things that happened in the past, they will constantly creep back in, and then you will realize, oh my goodness, I'm interpreting it that way again because of my experience. So that needs to be really, you need to really focus on that. Really say, oh no, I don't even know God. Like, I don't know if he's nice or not nice. I'm going to find out, you know? And that was very important for me to start over like that. And brain priming, I think, could play a big role in that, because, you know, that gives you a technical way of really getting rid of those old ways.
Right. Sometimes it's this big nebulous of just, well, God's wrong, or the Bible's not true, or the Bible has all kinds of errors in it. All right, well, let's start with that. What are some of the errors? What are the truths that are hard to believe about God? Be very specific, I think, can be helpful. Yes. Because then you can know what your enemy is, so to speak. You can tackle it. And then all right, if that's that truth, then where do I see that? Is that true?
You need to really find out, what is it that triggers that? What is it that brings those feelings up, and what are those feelings? And then take one at a time. It won't happen overnight. You didn't have that experience overnight either.
I believe that, and I believe the scriptures support it, that when we have a desire to know God and we seek him and we look for him and we genuinely go to the source and say, what is the answer here? He will help us understand it. He will help us find the tools. But we have to start there. We have to do that part, right?
Yes. He won't force himself upon us. That's just not how it works.
No. And sometimes if you're so angry that we, you know, you can't even look at that aspect. That healing has to come even before you get to the part of where you're willing to look. Yeah.
So I hope that was enlightening to you to hear the different ways that God is at work, even in the same community, even using the same kind of tools, and how these tools really are versatile to help us no matter where we're coming from in terms of relating to God or our backgrounds or what we're experiencing. And I want to just, again, echo one of those things that Tirtsa said about God not forcing himself on us, and that we need to take action, that he is there. He is always there, present, ready to share, to show us his love for us. And yet he's also so much of a gentleman that he's not going to force himself and force open the door, so to speak. And this opportunity to be a part of something like the Connected Bible Community could be that knock on the door of your heart where you're saying, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm not perfect. And like, my life isn't perfect. I don't have it all figured out, and I don't need to. I just need to have a willing heart that wants to know more about this Jesus, about this God. I'm tired of just showing up. I'm tired of just checking boxes. I'm tired of feeling like I can talk the talk, but somehow that walk isn't giving me the peace, the joy, the fruit that is promised, and really understanding what's going on with that, and looking at some of these deeper issues, and letting the consistency of being in God's word every day, letting that transform and change us. Like I said, these changes that you hear in these ladies, they were things that just were incremental little changes that happened over months and months and months. And the biggest result, the biggest factor of that change truly is their commitment to be in the Word of God every day. And it is the work of the Holy Spirit in them. So all praise to the Lord for all of the good things that you hear in this episode today, because truly he is the one doing the work. He is the one getting the transformations and bringing the lightness and the freedom that you're hearing from these ladies. Again, my heart is to share these stories with you so that if you are feeling that call to action, you can step out boldly. You can say, I get it. I can relate to the ladies like this, who are ladies just like you and me, who aren't perfect, but who are amazing daughters of God, who are growing in transformation, and who just long more than anything to be one step closer to God today than they were yesterday. So if that's you, please, I encourage you to go to the vibrantchristianliving.com/connected page. Learn more about the Connected Bible Community. Like we have been saying, the community is open to general enrollment from February 20th through the 26th. And so if you are listening to it during that time, you can go to the page and sign up and be a part of it. If not, then you can go to the page and see what else might be open during that time, or if it might be an open enrollment time, or we have other programs that you can go through to help you. But truly, the lasting transformation that you're hearing from these women is happening because of the consistent time in the daily Word of God. And that is why we have a community. We do offer one-off Bible studies, but I really feel like if you want the lasting change, it takes daily, daily, daily commitment in the Word, and it takes consistency, and it takes community and accountability, it takes prayer, all the things that were mentioned today. So I'm excited to start this next round of the Connected Bible Community, and if this resonates with you, I hope that you will join us. All right, friends, that's all that we have for today's episode. Again, I'm so glad that you are part of this podcast community, and I love hearing from you. So we would love to hear from you. You can leave comments in your favorite podcast player, or you can also leave comments at Instagram at Vibrant Christian Living, and I love to hear from you. So take care, and I will see you back here next time. Bye-bye.